I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. now has a new dilemma on its hands regarding Syria. Syria's foreign minister today said his government welcomes a proposal to put its chemical weapons under international control. Russia made the proposal, but its source is, in fact, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, or rather an off-the-cuff remark he made at a press conference today in London. Kerry was asked what Syrian President Bashar al-Assad could do to avoid a U.S. strike, and this was Kerry's answer.
He could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Turn it over, all of it, without delay, and allow a full and total accounting for that. But he isn't about to do it, and it can't be done, obviously.
Or maybe not so obvious now that Kerry's suggestion has been turned into a proposal by Russia. The World's Matthew Bell is following all the ups and downs of the Syria debate, and he's here with me in the studio. So Kerry feels the plan is a non-starter, but the Russians seem to be running with this idea. How serious is the proposal?
You can almost hear John Kerry there sort of setting this new row of dominoes falling and then kind of trying to pull back at the last second. The State Department very quickly after this Russian proposal got some attention said that Kerry's comments were rhetorical. They were hypothetical. They came in an answer to a reporter's question and really started playing them down. But yeah, it did take on a life of its own. The Russians said that they would propose the Syrian government would give up its chemical weapons, would have international observers, would destroy the chemical weapons, and this would be a way to avert a U.S. strike.
Okay, assuming that this went according to plan, would it still be enough to keep missiles from flying?
The White House was asked about that today. They said that we'll take a hard look at this, but then they played down expectations. They said, look, the Russians have not been helpful with regard to finding a political solution to the conflict in Syria. They said the Syrian government has one of the biggest chemical weapons stockpiles in the world and haven't even admitted that these chemical weapons exist. So let's just all take a step back here. White House spokesman Jay Carney was asked specifically this question. Will you put plans for a military strike on hold as you look at this proposal? Here's what he had to say.
We've just had a proposal articulated by the Russians with a response of sorts by the Syrian foreign minister, as reported anyway, and we'll engage in conversations about that. But we are, in terms of military action, we are obviously engaged with Congress at this point. So while we have these discussions with the Russians and others, we will continue in the effort with Congress.
So again, Marco, you're hearing we'll take a hard look at this, but things are moving forward on our own schedule.
I mean, it could be a sidebar, Matthew, just kind of, as we said, an off the cuff comment from the Secretary of State. And yet I can't help feeling that it's going to have some effect. Where does it leave? Where will it leave Obama's efforts to lobby full bore for a U.S. military strike now on Syria?
I was really struck by a speech today given by Susan Rice, the White House National Security Advisor. She came out and spoke just as the headlines were full of this Russian proposal, and it was just full steam ahead. I mean, she never mentioned any sort of possible compromise or way out of this thing. She essentially came out and said, here is why the Obama administration wants Congress to support its plans for military strikes in Syria. Here's a little bit of what Susan Rice had to say.
The limited strikes that the president plans are necessary and appropriate, which is why they have garnered support on both sides of the political aisle. House and Senate leaders have declared their full support. Foreign policy experts from the left, right, and center have strongly endorsed such action. There aren't many nonpartisan issues left in Washington. This is one, or at least it should be.
I think that's an acknowledgement in a way, Marco, there, that the administration has a tough row ahead here. The president has said it. He knew this was going to be a heavy lift. I think what we're going to hear from the administration here, especially leading up to tomorrow night, the big speech from President Obama, is making the case for military force in Syria.
The World's Matthew Bell there.